It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Throughout the Commonwealth, there are a number of places with historic significance in danger of fading away. Neglect, weather, and the wrecking ball pose a seemingly continual threat to the existence of these sites. How do we save these cultural treasures? We've asked Preservation Pennsylvania Field Representative Erin Hammerstadt, joining us by phone, to give us some insight. She's with us from State College, Pennsylvania. Erin Hammerstadt, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
What is the role of Preservation Pennsylvania?
Preservation Pennsylvania is a statewide nonprofit that does Pennsylvania at Risk, our annual list of endangered historic properties, to try to draw attention to significant historic resources and the issues that they face that threaten them.
And three of the sites on the Pennsylvania at-risk list put out by Preservation PA are in the Western PA region. What can you tell us about them?
The three that are in Western Pennsylvania include the VA's Highland Drive Hospital campus in Pittsburgh, the Coriopolis Railroad Station in Coriopolis in Allegheny County, and the Altman's Mill, which is a historic grist mill in Salzburg in Indiana County.
Let's talk about the train station, the Coriopolis Station. What is significant about this?
It's historic primarily for its architecture. It is a building that displays Romanesque architecture that was used by the railroad company and really reflects sort of the industrial era and the prominence of the city during the time when the station was built.
And so the heyday would have been about when?
The station was built in 1895, so that turn of the century was really kind of a big time in that area.
Now, there are lots of train stations around, and there are plenty that are falling apart. Years ago, there was the old Penn Station in Pittsburgh. I'm sure you're familiar with the story there. That seemed to have come pretty close to the wrecking ball, and now, of course, that seems unimaginable.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a prime example. Now, that's clearly a much bigger complex. But that's a great example of how these things can be brought back from being endangered and really serve as economic and community assets.
So when we talk about the Coriopolis Station, why would that need to be, why in your estimation is that something that definitely it deserves an effort at preservation?
I think because of the significance of the building architecturally, certainly it's something that stands out in the community, but also because a train station, they're often really highly recognized buildings. You know, they're places where people would come and go, sort of marking a gateway into a community. So there's really a lot of support in this community for the preservation of the train station. So it's something that Preservation Pennsylvania can really get behind because we see that community support.
Now, let's look at Altman's Mill in Salzburg, Indiana County. What about that particular destination, and why is that something that, again, has been identified as something that needs to be saved?
Okay. Altman's Mill is really kind of a unique building in that it's a four-story grist mill. So it's where grain was processed, to turn it into flour and later into feed, animal feed. This one is really unique because in addition to the building being significant, the contents of the building is very important. It's a unique, I don't really know the technical details of the equipment, but it is a very intact and unique set of equipment. So it's kind of remarkable that it's all there and it's all complete. So that building, really presents a specific challenge because not only is the exterior of the building important to the community, but it's actually the contents that we're trying to preserve as well.
And another item on the list, the one that is also close to us here in Pittsburgh, it's the Highland Drive campus in Pittsburgh,
yes.
Allegheny County. Tell us about this.
Now, this one's a surprise to a lot of people because it's a more modern resource. It was built beginning in 1950 and opened in 1953. So a lot of people don't recognize resources from this era as historic yet. It's not Victorian. It's not the first, the first of these or whatever. But it's really an important resource in that it reflects what was going on in government and in healthcare at the time. And in this case, what we're really trying to do is encourage the Veterans Administration to utilize the existing federal process to consider historic preservation concerns.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to admit that this is one particular place that hits close to home, because when there were medical personnel, staff members years ago working at that hospital, they were housed not far from the grounds of the hospital. And when I was a child, I lived up there with my parents.
Oh, okay.
And so one thing I noticed on my most recent visit up there was that they were looking at demolishing the housing, but not necessarily the hospital. What exactly is in danger up there?
From what I understand, and again, I haven't spoken directly with the VA yet, so it's possible that I don't understand the whole situation. From what I understand, they plan to demolish everything, the entire campus, including all of the buildings, the streets, the curbs, basically everything that's there now, and just hold on to the land. They don't know what they plan to do with it, but they plan to hang on to it for some future use.
We're talking with Erin Hammerstead. She is with Preservation Pennsylvania, a field representative for them, about preserving places in Pennsylvania that have historic value. And she's identified a list that are at risk, including the three aforementioned structures close to Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. Do you travel the state to look at and assess these sites?
I do, absolutely. My position is to, I'm available across Pennsylvania to go out and meet with people that are working on preservation projects or concerned about historic resources, and try to provide them with assistance figuring out what next steps might be or how they can get a project moving forward.
Who's responsible for saving or preserving these properties?
That's a little bit tricky, because a lot of people, that's a question we get a lot. Why aren't you, as Preservation Pennsylvania, doing something? And the tricky thing is, for the most part, it's the property owner that's responsible. The government's role in that can be to regulate that to some extent. So sometimes the local government will have a regulation that can do something to preserve a building, or at the state or federal level, we have some laws for that. But for the most part, preservation happens at the local level, and it's really based on the property owner and what local regulations are in place.
Are there more sites in Pennsylvania that need saving, or are the ones on the list the most dire?
There are certainly more out there. And as soon as we publish this list every year, my phone starts ringing and we start hearing about all the ones we didn't know about before, which is, you know, unfortunate, because, of course, we like to see them being preserved and not in danger. But our goal is to work with people to try to prevent them from becoming eligible for this list in the first place. We really try to work with people to be proactive in preserving things and planning to protect them before they're really at risk.
How often do you find that when something is saved, something that a structure that has been at risk, that a new use for that building, maybe something that the original builders had not intended at all, might someday be put into use?
That is almost always, I think, the case, is that buildings do need to change use in order to sort of stay viable. You know, the way we operate has changed. Things like the grist mill, you know, it's not going to be feasible to preserve that as a grist mill. We're going to have to think of something else to do with that. And that's almost always the case. Now, something like a residence or a downtown commercial building can often retain its original use. But so many of these buildings, we find we have to get a little bit creative and think of ways to preserve the character-defining features while allowing for a new use.
Oftentimes we see railroad stations turned into restaurants, places where people can shop, that kind of thing. Is that the more conventional way these days of saving an old train station?
Yeah, I think that is very common. Railroad stations are great because they have nice open spaces. So it's easy to sort of, you know, fit in a variety of uses, whether that's retail or restaurant. You know, different types of buildings sort of call for different uses. We see a lot of times schools becoming housing. I think there's possibility maybe for something like the hospital, you know, to maybe go office or housing, something like that. So that kind of conversion is quite common, yes.
We've been talking with Erin Hammerstedt. She is field representative for Preservation Pennsylvania. Erin, it's been interesting talking with you. Thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.